And our reporter David Sparks is in Sarsfield in East Gippsland. David, what can you see there?
Well, I can see an area of forest, Kim, that's been absolutely blackened by the fires that have swept through here in the last week. This part of Sarsfield lost several homes. I've seen them. They're absolutely disintegrated, the ones that have been hit by the fire. It also underlines the random nature of the fire because some houses have been left really unscathed. I spoke a little earlier, a few kilometres up the road, with the owner of the general store in Bruthen, James Nicholas. He's also the captain of the local fire brigade here, and he told me a little bit about how the town is holding up at the moment.
The fire's been indiscriminate. You know, there are houses that are burnt down and then there's one in the middle that's still standing. That's the nature of the beast.
How's morale around the community?
It's good. People think that we've been very lucky, like in the township of Bruthen, because didn't actually get finally into Bruthen, they got on the outskirts of Bruthen.
They wouldn't feel so lucky out in Sarsfield.
Yeah, I think Sarsfield probably feel as if they've been, you know, hit in the head with a cricket bat. They're feeling shell-shocked. We've got people that I know that have lost houses. They're just starting to collect themselves together and find out, you know, what they've got to do, who they've got to speak to, the processes that they've now got to go through for probably the next 6 to 12 months to, if they choose to rebuild.
David, for people in this area, when are they going to be allowed to go home?
Well, that depends where their home is. Here in Sarsfield, they can return now, but for people in places like Omeo, which is further to the north, authorities at the roadblocks are now letting emergency services and residents in. You have to show your ID to prove that you're a resident. Other areas further east, like further east from Orbost and further northeast, it's still not clear when people will be able to get back to their homes. The roads are still too dangerous, trees down. And a situation with a lack of clarity. The authorities are still trying to figure out what needs to be done to open up access so that those people can go home.
Now, a little further away in East Gippsland is Bairnsdale. It's the headquarters for a big evacuation centre. Are people still pouring into that area?
Well, they're not pouring into the area anymore. In fact, some of them have started to leave, but there are still a lot of people staying at the Bairnsdale Relief Centre. The other thing that you really notice, Kim, is the abundance of lots of different authorities, including Australian Defence Force personnel. You see a lot of the uniforms around. In fact, I saw a defence truck towing a wood chipper, which is obviously what you'd expect to see behind an arborist. That indicates what the army is spending a lot of its time doing here is trying to clear trees off the roads to open roads back up.
David Sparks reporting.